game that you get on? Is it card or read? What kind of class do you play, girl? In an art.
Hey, man.
Hey.
You like to go see movies?
I do, especially Alamo Drafthouse.
Alamo Drafthouse in beautiful Montecillo.
Montecillo.
Yes, we just went in, we just came out of Captain Marvel.
Yes.
Wow.
That it's a very, very impressive Marvel movie.
Marvel.
It's two words, man. Two words. Marvel.
In honor of Captain Marvel, I'm making this Intergalactic Women's Day instead of
Intergalactic
international.
Women's Day, this day of...
Of Friday.
So, yeah. Yeah, so a lot of opinions, especially with this whole...
Online,
hullabaloo.
The fanboys.
Doesn't matter. This movie was awesome. It was an awesome Marvel movie. It was an awesome movie by itself. A little forced on the story, but you had to get a lot of information out in a little bit of time and still have a plot. A
lot of Easter eggs.
A lot of Easter eggs.
The one thing I liked in the comic books, they make the Skrulls the ultimate bad guy.
Yeah.
In this movie, they're kind of sympathetic.
Yeah, I mean,
that's
yeah,
all
you
I'm
can,
gonna say. I
yeah,
don't want to spoil it.
No spoiler, but you know,
in a war, there's no such thing as pure evil just for evil's sake.
And
there's,
you know,
always a backstory.
And there's always there's that point where the even some people are saying, "Look, war is hell, and everybody gets their hands dirty.
Yeah.
You have no sympathy. So you have to kind of go with the punches.
Nobody is innocent in a
and,
war.
So. And it was one of those things. It was a very girl power. Movie, and I give it to them, and I'm glad they did it, and because they, you know, Marvel. I'm gonna be saying that all night. Marvel is gonna have this is gonna be their cornerstone of women empowerment, but not just women empowerment. A good come to superhero movie.
In women's defense, they did say all the Marvel movies up to this point, females had only had 10% of the screen time.
Yeah.
So this should make up for some of that.
Exactly.
She's obviously going to be one of the more powerful Marvel characters.
Yeah,
Marvel characters.
Yeah, she's pretty powerful. There's a couple of Easter eggs. There's a one big one. There's a villain that comes back from a previous movie.
Yes.
But is not really a villain in this movie. But, so, we liked it. I give it a 9 out of 10.
I give it 9.5 out of 10 Tesseracts.
Well, let's see what other people think about it.
Let's ask them. All right, and we're here with your name.
I'm Erin Ritter.
Erin, did you like Captain Marvel?
This was an amazing film. A lot of fun. Great opportunity to hang out with your family, with your friends. Well worth the trip.
Good opportunity to sport your Captain Marvel shirt.
You know what? We made a special trip earlier this week because we always sport the gear when we come to the films.
Awesome. That's great.
So as this International Women's Day, did this movie empower you as a woman?
You know, I think one of the great things about superhero movies, nerd culture in general, is that women are strong because of their ideas, what they can do, not just because of the way they look. And we saw with Carol Danvers and Captain Marvel that she had to fight the fight that a lot of women do, and she was successful in the end, and she totally kicked butt.
Exactly. I feel like a whole a lot of Batman, you know, you can get knocked down, but you always get back up.
You know, we're not going to talk about DC because Marvel is greater than DC.
I understand, yes.
Except for Wonder Woman.
So. And a lot of people were saying that this is Marvel's Wonder Woman. They want a strong female lead, and it looks like with everybody's opinion, there was one.
They really did. And you know what? Captain Marvel, Wonder Woman, and Scarlet Witch and...
Black Widow
can all go out and have drinks with us later.
Exactly, and they probably outdrink us all.
They probably could.
Well, so out of 10, we'll call it, what do you want to call it?
I've been using Tesseract.
All right, well, out of 10 Tesseracts, what do you give this movie?
You know what, I'll give it 10 Tesseracts plus...
plus a Fury.
Well, 10 Tesseracts plus a Mind Stone.
Ah,
She went there.
Well, thank you again. And are you more excited now for the end game now?
You know what? As long as Loki comes back, I'm good.
If you haven't seen it, you'll be highly disappointed.
You know what? It's okay to objectify the men sometimes.
Oh, okay.
I'm fine with that.
Exactly.
Honestly.
I get objectified all the time.
You hear that, women? You can objectify me. I'm fine with that.
And I'm pretty sure she was fine with Aquaman too, right?
You know what? We didn't see Aquaman.
Oh, I guess this is a Marvel family.
It's a Marvel family, but you know what? Loki has my heart.
There we go. Well, thank you so much, and we'll see you at the next movie.
Yes, definitely.
Well, all right, Nick, what did you think about Captain Marvel?
I thought it was pretty awesome, actually. I didn't know what to expect going into it because it's like a totally different film and it's like set in a different time period. But I think it was pretty awesome. It was rad.
You get a lot of those Easter egg references, or are you a little too young for all the blockbusters?
Yeah, a little bit. I remember Ross blockbusters, but no, everything else, it was pretty cool.
Yeah. So did you know anything about Captain Marvel before you went into the movie?
Yeah, I didn't know about Brie Larson like playing it and stuff, and I heard about her in the comics, but like I didn't know how they were going to set just one movie to like set her up as the most powerful hero, you know? So it has to be done pretty well.
And overall, you did like it?
Yeah, I thought it was really good.
So out of 10 cats, what do you give this?
It's flirking.
11 out of 10 cats.
11 out of 10 cats, you heard it here first. Well, thank you so much, appreciate it.
Yeah.
All right, and we're here with another person who watched Captain Marvel. Your name, sir?
Thomas.
What did you think of the movie?
I thought it was pretty good. Honestly, I didn't know much about Captain Marvel before going into this movie, but I thought it was pretty good overall. Yeah.
What was your favorite scene?
Definitely the end credit scene. Very end credit scene.
The very end credit? Yeah, that. End, yeah. Actually, the mid credit scene was pretty cool, too.
That was pretty cool. Yeah.
And so out of 10 Tesseracts, how many do you give it?
I'd give it an 8.5.
There we go.
Yeah, that's pretty strong.
That's a pretty strong for, especially for a Marvel movie. Do you think this continuation of the Marvel movie makes you want to see Endgame even more?
I think it definitely does, especially that mid-credit scene. I was like, I wasn't honestly that pleased with the first trailer of Endgame, but after this one, I was like, okay. I'm pretty hyped for it.
Yeah, I think we're all excited. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you.
We'll see you at the next one. All right, and we're here with?
Reagan Ritter.
All right, what was it?
Reagan.
Reagan?
Yes.
That's a cool name. All right, Reagan, what did you think about Captain Marvel?
I liked it a lot.
Did you? Especially on this National Women's International Day?
International Women's Day,
Women's Day today. What did you think about the outfit?
I thought it was very appropriate.
You like the green or the new one better?
I like green colors more.
Oh, she's a Kree-er. Kree? Kree. She's a Kree.
The Kree so colors.
She's gonna start turning any time now.
Wait a minute. Are you a Skrull?
No.
All right. Good. All right. Well, so out of, let's see, 10 Captain Marvels, how many Captain Marvels would you give this movie?
A lot more than I think I could count.
Infinity count Captain Marvels out
take
of...
Take your shoes off to count that high.
Exactly. So after everything, what was your favorite part of it?
My favorite part was the end.
When it stopped or when the end screen?
No, the last end credit.
Oh, the end credit with the cat?
Yeah.
Cool.
It was funny.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, thank you so much, and we will see you at the next Avengers Endgame, right?
Yes.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Have a nice day. Bye. Well, you heard it from the Peanut Gallery, and two extremely lucky women to see it, to say, yes, this is the movie we wanted. And, you know, even with the guy's perception that, hey, this was a really good movie. And, you know, it's a Disney Marvel movie. So it is a very good movie. It's very clean. It's a great story plot, and it doesn't linger. It gets to the point really quick. And, it's really good movie. And if you aren't watching it in the theaters, you are missing out, because just the spectacular way of in the theaters, that's where it's going to be at.
And especially here at the Draft House.
Especially here at the Draft House.
So you can eat. We had a carnivore pizza, and you had, as always.
My fish and chips. I told you.
It was so good.
I told you, man. You get that fish and chips. Hey, and it's Friday in a very, in El Paso. So he said he started smelling that fish and chips about a mile away before he got here. So
yeah.
Yeah. So,
good stuff.
Always thank you to Alamo Draft House. I don't know why we keep on looking up, but thank you to Alamo Draft House for hosting us. It's an amazing thing. Come see it just go watch it in the theaters. You need to. If you're not, you're gonna miss out a lot of Easter eggs. If you're up in that age as we are, you see a lot of things.
We remember Blockbuster.
I remember dial-up internet and internet cafes.
Oh God.
I remember somebody owning an internet cafe.
Yeah, that was, yeah.
Yeah, 20-some-odd years ago.
So, yeah, like you said, come out and see it. Great movie. I can't recommend it enough. I put it right up there with Wonder Woman.
Yeah. One of the better MCU movies.
Yeah, I'd have to agree.
Yep.
It really is.
It's not Thor Dark World, but,
not many are, thank goodness.
Well, you know, hey, again, thank you for Alamo Draft House. Thank you for Mr. Man behind the camera.
Ray Work Productions.
Ray Work, he just got himself some stickers.
Yeah, I got one right here in my back pocket, as a matter of fact.
Look at that.
I don't know if you could. We're going to take that right up in there.
Somebody spent some pennies on that.
Yeah.
And, well, my name is Patrick with Talk Nerdy to Me. And
I am Troy, also of Talk Nerdy to Me.
And we'll see you guys at the movies next time.
Later, nerds.
Bye, nerds.
Hey, listen.
Get nerdy with me.
Tell me what game that you get on. Is it card or Eve? What kind of class do you play, girl? In an audience.